As we talk about money and assets, one of the concerns the Bush administration has is to track down the finances of Saddam Hussein. Last month, President Bush issued an executive order to confiscate $1.7 billion in non-diplomatic Iraqi government assets in the U.S. The U.S. also called on other countries to identify and freeze all assets of Saddam Hussein so that money can be returned to the Iraqi people. So far, $1.2 billion has been found. Juan Zarate joins us now. He's Deputy Assistant Secretary of Treasury and Director of the Executive Office of Terrorist Financing and Financial Crimes, and he's with us from his office in Washington, D.C., and good of you to join us.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks for having me.
1.2 found already. Where did they find it, and where else are they looking?
Well, we've identified, and our allies abroad have identified, an assortment of Iraqi-related assets all over the world. Clearly, since the early 90s, there's been an international regime in place to freeze Iraqi assets, and a lot of that had been identified to a certain extent before, but some of it has been newly identified. What we're doing now is we're directing a worldwide hunt for what we've called the blood money that Saddam and his cronies have stolen from the Iraqi people, and we're in the middle of that process right now.
How much do you think is out there?
Well, there's a May 2002 GAO report that conservatively estimates that Saddam pilfered over $6 billion in assets outside of the Oil for Food program. That's the program sanctioned by the UN as a way of selling oil for the humanitarian needs of the Iraqi people.
Wait a minute. He stole the oil for food money? I mean, wasn't anybody watching this?
Well, the oil for food money was not stolen. That's in a UN account. What was pilfered was smuggled oil outside of the program itself.
Ah.
Trade went on with some of his neighbors, and he and his agents were certainly benefiting and enriching themselves as a result of that trade.
Now, does anybody know what Saddam Hussein needed more than $6 billion for?
Well, we think we know, and unfortunately, we think that he spent a lot of the money on weapons, some of which have been used against our troops in Iraq. Certainly, we've seen the palaces that have gone up and that he's built throughout the 90s to benefit himself and his regime. Some of it we think is still hidden, and that's part of our challenge now, to try to find where the money is hidden, where those accounts lie, and where some of his companies actually may still be operating.
We've all read about the secrecy of Swiss bank accounts, and other countries have it too. Since the war on terrorism started, is it easier now to track money?
Absolutely. I think part of it has to do with, frankly, just good old-fashioned will. There's a lot of will after 9/11, both at the political level and in terms of the financial sector, to share information, to help law enforcement find information. And domestically, within the U.S., the passage of the USA Patriot Act, which had enhancements in terms of information sharing, in terms of anti-money laundering regimes, has really been a seminal part of our efforts to track money. On the terrorist financing front, we found quite a bit of international support, leading to the freezing of over $130 million in terrorist assets.
We just have a few seconds left, but I wanted to ask you, once you've got the money and you've got $1.2 billion already, how do you give it back to the Iraqi people?
Well, part of that is being debated in New York at the UN as to how we repatriate these assets. Certainly, President Bush has said quite clearly that the point of this whole process is to get the money back to the Iraqi people for their immediate needs and for the establishment of Iraqi civil society. Mm-hmm. The mechanisms are not fully laid out, but we're in the process of first and foremost marshaling those assets and making sure we find the assets.
On April 15th, one can't help but come to the conclusion that maybe it would have been easier to send the IRS after Saddam Hussein than Tommy Franks. But anyway, we appreciate you taking your time today.
Thank you, Neil.
Juan Zarate is Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, Director of the Executive Office of Terrorist Financing and Financial Crimes. He was with us from his office here in Washington, D.C. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.